I'll start again. Okay, Simin Kuftadi test Dini Kfuro based on Kvaris. We're up to Sif tests. Yosim based on, no, we did tests. Last time we did tests.
Test
Yeah,
what?
let's do it. Tonight is tests.
No.
No.
Tonight we start tests or Yud?
Yud, yud.
Sorry, okay, that's my mistake. Okay. Knowing in Shalach, because Shalach may be a Kvaris Tolshan Asavim, Mashlichan Acher gave them. So a lot of people have this meaning that when they're leaving the Beis HaKvaris, they rip up some grass and they put it behind their back. And they say, Zocher ki yofer anoch, that Hashem should remember that we're dirt. Vagamu remez at chiyas ha-mesim, sheyichu me'aforam, al terech, sheyitzitzu mir be'ez ke'esev ha'aretz. And they'll grow from the city like the grass of the ground. V'yichadam lasa, skein v'cholamayit, you would be allowed to do this in cholamayit, even though it's melacha. But it's allowed. And then roichitziv yadayim, and then after you do this, then when you leave, you wash your hands. All right. And Mishaburu brings the minhag is to do this when you leave, even if you're just together with the mace and from a levaya too. Now the question is, if you bought a levaya and you're not within 4 amas, do you have to? Really, you don't have to. All right. Fine. Now, some say that this minhag of ripping the grass is only after a levaya. It's not after a not stam. When you go to visit a cemetery, then you don't have it. Yesh remez she'ein tuma zois neteres ella begimel dvarim. And there's a remez that the tuma, this tuma, only goes away with these three things. Right, mayim ve'efer para ve'ezoiv. Right, we know that water because of mikvah, efer para is ashes, and ezoiv, as the what do you call it? The ezoiv is the hyssop. Right,
So that's
so we
something we
don't
should be doing this with this grass?
what?
With the grass, throwing it over your shoulder. That's something we should be doing?
I don't know. I don't do it. I don't do it. But I've seen many people doing it. I personally don't do it. I mean, he says. No, again, the meaning is to do it, so I don't.
I went to the Beis HaChaim today,
Yeah.
and I asked ChatGPT, and they said it's a minhag.
Oh, yeah.
Even
There you go.
if, yeah.
So they actually got it right.
Yeah.
I don't know what does Azov have to do with? I mean, I understand the Mayim because that's the water that you wash your hands. Afer is dirt, so you take the dirt that's attached to the, I guess the grass is the hyssop, I guess, right? Fine. Ain lichus as yadayim b'nahar, you should not wash your hands in a river. Ela mikli, you have to use the kli. Ain nitol as a kli miyad misharochatz. Like we learned yesterday, you don't hand the shovel to each other, so you also don't hand the kli to each other. Ela zem amida v'zem neitler. One stands it up and the other one takes it. Ain lenagav as yadayim, you shouldn't dry your hands. Yesham shiyoshim give zayin pavim. Some say you should stop and sit down 7 times because the spirits are malavim. Anytime you sit down, the ruchos run away. Obviously, this is all sorts of Kabbalah. Some only sit down 3 times. Again, I think all of this is when there's a burial. We're much more lenient when you go into the cemetery just to daven or something like that. The gam kshenik for a mace beyomtiv when you bury a mace beyomtiv you chana leishiv kach kima pam kamoi bechol. You can sit 3 times like during the week. V'noyin lahakbid im yichnas adam lebei lebayis kadim sheyichas yada v'yeshiv. That if somebody comes into the house before he washes his hands, and he sits down. Meaning you should be makbid that you should not come into the house. Right, well, minigavisenu Torah. See, that's where he ends off. That minigavisenu is Torah. Don't belittle minig. And if you do go in the house and you forget to wash, so obviously the first thing to do is get up and wash, and it's not going to make the house tamei. It's not going to make the food that you touch tamei, etc., etc. Ein malichin is a mace. Yural. Ein malichin is a mace. Meir sheyesh b'kvaras liyar acheres. You should not move a mace from a city that has a cemetery to a city that has kvaras. Mishum to another city. Mishum davale bizayin l'taltim. Welcome, welcome. It's a bizayin. Elam yichutz l'aretz l'aretz Yisrael. But from Chutzar Tisrael, Hashem lichnas lemakom kivras avaisav. If he wants to be buried where his forefathers are buried, so then that's a reason to move. And if he commanded that they should move him, mutter, it is mutter. That's why you have certain gedolim that they were nifta when they were traveling. They just buried them there, where they were, because the lichatil is to be buried where you are and finish. No traveling. Right. Yudbeis also liftayach kever. It's also to open a kever la'achas shenistam ha'goylel after the goylel is covered, right? Meaning once you cover over the casket and there's a burial, then don't open it. Once they put the dirt on the aron, avakol zman shelo nosnu afar. But as long as they didn't put the dirt, mutal lefaschay mishum eizad davar, then you're allowed to open it up for whatever reason you need. And if you have to move the mace, then ask a shel sochem how exactly you go about doing it. Fine, you'd give them chafru kever. If you dig a grave, you shouldn't leave a grave open at night. It's a sakana. Now, who's the sakana for? So Yehuda Chassid says it's sakana for the people in the city. If there's no time to bury the mace until the next day, you should refill the grave. I don't know. I guess covering it is not enough. Also, you're not allowed to step atop a kvorim because some say it's asabanam. But if you need a kever, there's no way to go, then it's mutter. Alright? Now it's interesting because I think when you buy a burial, people say, oh, you're standing on a kever. So I think people think because it's like a bazillion to the mace. It's not that it doesn't seem to be the reason. The reason is because it's also ba'ana and you're benefiting from the kever. Fine. You should not go in the base of kvaris in the cemetery or within 4 amas of a mace. In any room that the mace is there, kishat tefillin barashi, it's tzitzis bebigdoy, with tefillin on or tzitzis on. Shem loyeg larash, because you're laughing at the poor, meaning he can't, the mace can't do the mitzvahs, and he gets jealous. I don't know, jealous, whatever, he gets upset. Vimhei mechusim mutar, but if they're covered over, then it's mutar, meaning even with tefillin. You shouldn't daven there. This is one of the most common shilas that we get. Is what's the story with davening Meir by the Ribnitzer Rebbe's kever or other tzaddikim? So they seems to say that tzaddikim's kvarim become like having a din of a shul, right? So that you can daven there. That's what some say, but not if there's other kvarim next to it.
Even
but
if
you
it's
shouldn't say
outside,
what?
Even if it's outside,
even if it's outside, yeah. Because if you're not allowed to do mitzvahs, right? Well, why should outside make a difference? You're not allowed to daven outside, anyways.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to daven outside. So now it becomes a kever, and I can daven outside.
No, but I'm saying if you have trees, whatever. You're asking about the davening outside part? That you shouldn't daven outside? I didn't chabar.
Yes.
I really shouldn't. But some of them have, like, if you're under trees, then it's okay. But how come everybody says tillim next to graves? Why should they say tillim next to graves?
Well, how else are you supposed to daven?
What?
Aren't you supposed to daven?
You should stay more than Dalai Lama's away. No?
I don't know. Nobody's standing Dalai Lama's away at the Lubavitcher Rebbe's cover.
I know. Well, I see that already became like a makom tefillah. Right. Only thing is, what was I want to say? I don't know. Anyways. So you see, that's probably the heter for the tilim, right? Because it's covered on mace to do that. So maybe davening is also covered on mace. I don't know. Tezayin, basic chorus ain't no you can be kalas rosh. In a basic chorus, there's no minig. You can't not know minig. You cannot joke around. Because of respect for mason, go lecho velishta shom to eat, drink there, or the funishom to go to the bathroom there. Bain, marinishom behemoth, and you now let them graze your animals in the cemetery, below you lock him in or sub him, and you can't pick the grass. Avalilonis and a tomb of basic forest, but trees that are planted there, ain't an ala kvarim, and they're not on the grave, mutalilakit perisain, and then you could eat the fruit. Yud Zion, Yesh Mekoim is
not
Nagin
allowed to pick
Shem.
the grass unless you're going to pick it up and put it over your shoulder. Then you can pick the grass.
Correct. Yeah, that's okay. I guess
Oh,
that's
that's
considered
okay.
covered, maybe. I don't know. Yud Zion, Yesh Mekoim is Nagin Shem. Matziv and Matzeva ad lacha Yud Bischai. There are certain places that you say that you don't put a Matzeva up until after 12 months. Matzeva nira l'chashivusa. Because a Matzeva, a tombstone, is considered like a chashiv. So Yud Bischai, this Yesh Le Tzar. And within 12 months, you have Tzar. So don't start doing things, you know, to show covered for the mace if he's under investigation or he's being judged, right? And also the reason for the matzeva is that he shouldn't forget about the mace. The mace doesn't get forgotten until after 12 months. There are places that are not medaktik, which is in Eretz Yisrael. I think they put up in Yerushalayim after the Shiva, no? Or maybe it's Shleishim. Certainly way before the year. So Mireish din akvura b'yomtiv about Yudal of Siv. So Meis hamutal l'kavra b'yomtiv. You're supposed to bury a Meis in Yom Tov. You're Rishon l'yasasko b'Yisrael. It shouldn't be busy with afilu imi efshel l'kavra yaydei akum. Even if you can't bury it through Goyim. All right? I'm sorry, not imna. Even if you have Goyim that are available to bury, you don't do it. There's a chashash that it might decay till the next day. No burying on Yom Rishon. But if you could do the burial with a goy, the Akum is going to dig the grave. And he's going to cut the wood. If they make an aron, if that's the minig. All they're going to sow the tachrichin, avalabishoy, but to to clothe the mace, ulachame mayim, to heat up water, ulataroy, do the tahara, ulaitzia, and to take it out, ulashuma bekevet, suma bekevet, to place in the cave, mutar al yidei Yisrael, that can all be done with the Yisrael. So he's saying basically, so there's no burying on the first day with its if it's a Yisrael doing the real malachas, right? But for a guy, you could do it. But you could, meaning you use the guy for the deraisas, and Yisrael can do the can do, well, I don't know if they're mamish also. They're really, yeah, well, they're also the rabbanans, then that's okay. Covering with the dirt, you should also do with a guy. You should be careful to do the tahara without using a cloth, like a washcloth. You shouldn't come to schita. That's the same thing we say when those that shower on Yom Tov should not shower with, don't use washcloths. That he could do it through a goy. He should wait until the next day. So that a yid will be able to bury. Meaning, why not? What's better, goy on the first day, yid on the second day? Even if he dies today, on the first day, and it's not going to decay too much to wait one day. Bury him today al ideakum. Ach yelet shemes, but a child that dies, afal pishachai yosem milamed yoim, even though that he lives more than 30 days, sheyadu hashein a nefil, that he knows that he's not a nefil. Mikomakum in my ace car, if it's a cold, bein bezoyin la shoysoy, and it's not a bezoyin to wait, to lo yishtoy, because because you haven't waited till now, because he died on Yom Tov, and the cover Yom Tov, then don't bury him first day Yom Tov, el mashin on lay ad Yom Tov base, wait until second day Yom Tov. Yeah, sure, the gamba gadol eloi ishtoi, same thing with the gadol, I meaning if you don't hold, if you don't wait mashin on lay ad yom base, you should wait until the second day Yom Tov. Magum shein minig yidua nira the yeshlinoi kain, the minig is to wait. I don't think they do. They bury on the first day now anymore. I don't think so. But well, yeah, second day we'll get to in the next one. Okay.